What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Kelsey, and today talking with me is Assistant Chief Jeremy Grant from the Licking County Dog Shelter and Adoption Center to talk about an incredible program called Pets for Patriots. Jeremy, what is Pets for Patriots?
The Pets for Patriot program is something that we've looked at for a period of time, and it's a partnership that allows us as a shelter to partner with the Pets for Patriots organization that'll allow us to get dogs that are stray dogs that come in that meet their criteria to get to a veteran that's in need for a companion animal. Currently, right now, we have 6 dogs that are available through the Pets for Patriots program, and we're hoping to get some applications and get them moving out in that program.
Now, where did this idea come from?
We're big on our veterans and we appreciate their service and what they do. So I wanted to kind of that to follow with our organization here in Licking County and just kind of seeing the amount of veterans that we have locally and the need that they have for a companion animal kind of made us pave the way for this program. Thank goodness we were able to get it starting last month. And this program's going to be here for as long as we're here and hopefully beyond.
How can people apply for this program?
Anyone that wants to apply can go to petsforpatriots.org and they can fill out the application process because Pets for Patriots does their vetting for it. So we don't worry about the vetting process. Once they go through that process and they get approved through there, then Pets for Patriots will send them an acceptance letter that they've been accepted into the Pets for Patriots program. And then they'll just bring that letter into us and then we can get them a dog that we have that's eligible in the program.
And are there any costs associated with the program for those who want to get involved?
So the program gets them a discounted adoption. So instead of paying a normal adoption fee, anybody on the Pets for Patriots program will get a discounted rate. And they also receive a goodie bag that's designed specifically just for the Pets for Patriots program that has a big value to it. So you're getting gift cards, treats, toys, and some other goodies for your canine friend. And then also through the Pets for Patriots program, you're eligible through vet discounts, food discounts, different programs that they have as well. So it's a great program for the veterans. Once we do this, we would like to keep in touch with our veterans and get up-to-date photos and have a Pets for Patriots wall. We'll create that on our website just for adoptions for the Pets for Patriots program.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. I can't wait to hear some of the success stories that come out of this. Also joining us today is Larry Williams, the Chief Dog Warden at the Licking County Dog Shelter and Adoption Center. Larry, anything new going on with you guys?
Right now, the shelter, we are full, so we're running this Pets for Patriots. We also have some other programs going on right now, our adoption fees. We lowered them for the next couple months just so we can get some dogs out. Tags for 2024 will be going on sale this Friday, December 1st. They are on sale till January 31st. After that, the Ohio law requires that there is a penalty assessed to that. So very important to get your tags. We all know that it can be cumbersome sometimes, but there's a 1 year, 3 year, and a permanent tag. So if you have a very young dog and you don't ever want to have to deal with it again, just get the permanent tag and you're all set.
That's actually something that I didn't know, that you guys offered a permanent tag. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who could benefit from it. Anything else that's going on that you want to share with us today?
Just when you do get the tags, make sure that they are on the dog. So if we pick up a dog, if the tag isn't on there, it's very difficult for us to find who it belongs to. There is social media, things like that, but it's much easier when you got a tag on it. We look the tag up, get that owner's information, get it right back to you. And if we can get in touch with you right then and there, it's a free ride home. So we don't have to take it back, and then you don't have to pay impound fees and all that stuff.
You've got The Vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.